Welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. I'm Chad Grigsby, and I serve with the Sin Network and at LifePoint. We're continuing our study on the Sermon on the Mount from the Gospel of Matthew. We've been calling this series Kingdom Citizen, and the main idea is only one kingdom lasts forever. This week, we're looking at Matthew chapter 7 and verses 7 through 11. Here's what it says. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or, which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? So it's hard to know what to make sense of verses like this, because it seems like Jesus is saying, all you need to do is ask for what you want and it will be given to you. Guaranteed, no questions asked. But this just can't be the case, can it? I mean, how could it be? How many of us have prayed so many prayers that we're just longing for God to answer and we feel like we don't get any response, much less a response like this? I mean, how many of us have prayed for help in a financial crisis only to have to foreclose or forego something instead? Or how many of us have prayed for a sickness to pass that actually ends up taking one of the persons that we love the most? I mean, how many of us have prayed for God to intervene only for him to be mysteriously inactive? We've all prayed for things. We've all asked God for things with as much sincerity as we can muster. We have all sought things from him at moments in our lives where anything except a resounding yes from him feels like either he doesn't care or he doesn't exist. All our prayers at one point or another feel like they've hit the ceiling and just come right back down to us. So what do we make of a God who says he stands ready to give us what we ask, and yet many times in our life doesn't give us what we ask? Well, I think Jesus gives us the answer when he says, or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? The answer to our question is that we have a Father who knows what we need. I remember as a kid, we used to play all sorts of things in the street all the time. I mean, the street was our baseball diamond. It was our football field. It was our basketball court. It was just the general gathering place of all the neighborhood kids. And we loved it. I mean, when a car was coming, everybody would simply yell "car" in unison. And then watch as it drove by, we'd all signal. That would be the signal for all of us to get out of the way and let the car pass. And then we could get back to whatever game that we might be playing. And my kids are no different. They hear the undeniable call from the street as well. They love it. And my seven-year-old is all the time asking to ride his bike in the street, almost every day. And while there may have been exceptions to this rule, my answer about the street is almost a universal no. Why? Because we live on one of, if not the, busiest streets in our neighborhood. And if I always said yes to my kids to playing in the street, my fear is that it could become too comfortable for them. And maybe, eventually, it could even hurt them. So, I say no most of the time, and they don't understand, right? They hate it. They complain, and they cry, and they ridicule their old dad for not letting them experience the joy of playing on the asphalt. But my reason for saying no is motivated out of the greatest love for them. I know more about the street than they know. I've lived longer than they have. And I think this is what Jesus is showing us, that God knows what we need. He wants to give us good stuff so we can ask him. Don't hesitate to seek him. Don't stop knocking on his door, asking for what we need. That's what Jesus is telling us. But we also have to realize that he knows what we need before we even ask him. And he, like a good father, doesn't always give us what we ask for. Why? Because he knows more than we know. He's lived longer than we have. He's been around. He knows what we need. Any father who gives their kids everything that they ask for is at best spoiling them and at worst endangering them. But that should not prevent us from asking. But also, as we ask, we do so with the posture of trusting our Father, knowing that he will give us what we need because he delights to do so. And when he says no, although we might not know the reason, it doesn't mean that he doesn't have one. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks for checking out the Drivecast today. We hope that you will come back tomorrow for another episode. Lord, thank you that you know what we need before we ask it. Thank you that you are our good Father, that you care for us, that you want to give us good things. Lord, help us to ask you and to come boldly to you as a child comes to their father. But also help us to trust you when we don't understand, and help us to know that just because we don't always get what we want, we can always get you. And then the end, that's better anyway. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now take a minute and pray and ask the Lord for your needs and acknowledge your trust in him as your good Father.